Blackstone Audio presents The Generals, Patton, MacArthur, Marshall, and the Winning of World War II by Winston Groom. This book is read by Robertson Dean. To Susan Helmsing, who has lived with this book nearly as long as I have, with all love. So as through a glass and darkly, the age-long strife I see, where I fought in many guises, many names, but always me. George S. Patton, Jr., a firm believer in reincarnation. Author's note. U.S. Army generals do not wear insignia of the division in which they serve, such as infantry, armor, artillery, signal corps, and so on. They are supposed to be masters of all the branches, branch immaterial, as the saying goes. There are 5 ranks for generals in the U.S. Army. A single-star brigadier general, in theory, leads a brigade, composed of men in squads of 12 or more. These are arranged with 4 squads to a platoon, which come 4 platoons to a company, 4 to as many as 8 of which make up a battalion, several or more of which form a brigade of 4,000 to 6,000 men. A 2-star major general commands a division, which is composed of several brigades. A 3-star lieutenant general commands an army corps, which is composed of several divisions. A 4-star general of the army commands an army, consisting of several corps, and a 5-star general of the armies commands more than one army, such as General Dwight D. Eisenhower did in the European theater in World War II. This sounds cut and dried, but it isn't, because of the way ranks are made. However, as a rule, it's the way it's supposed to work. Preface.